This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. A man answers his door holding a Bible covered in blood and tells Fort Worth police it's an exorcism. Alexander Valdez, 23, then walks out of his house to sit on a chair on the front porch. Valdez tells police he was, quote, doing witchcraft to kill my mom. When asked if anyone's in the home, he says, a dead body. It's my mom. Teresita Cezanne, 58, found covered in blood, trauma to her face and upper body.
Nancy, Cezanne's dog is also found beaten to death. In the bedroom with both of their bodies is a broken jewelry box covered in blood and human hair. The gruesome killing is discovered when Valdez sends a Snapchat to his friends, captioning the picture, I wanted to do a satanic ritual. The photo shows his mother and dog beaten bloody. One of the friends who received the photo immediately calls police.
Valdez charged with murder. An Oregon man posts videos online showing him recklessly driving a 94 GMC Sierra through Portland, speeding, passing illegally, failing to maintain lanes, hanging out of the window of his truck, driving through parks, and more. Police see the post and the search is on. April 18, Oscar Burrell Jr. comes to cops. He calls to report a hit and run, saying another driver sideswiped him in downtown Portland and fled. Cops recognize Burrell and his car from the wild online videos and bust him for his own alleged crimes, including 3 counts reckless driving, first-degree criminal mischief, and endangering others. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Virginia Giuffre, a key figure in exposing Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking network and a longtime advocate for survivors, has died by suicide. She was 41. Giuffre's death was confirmed by her publicist, Dini von Mueffling. She died at her farm in Western Australia. Giuffre, originally born Virginia Roberts, gained international attention after alleging that Epstein and his associate, Ghislaine Maxwell, sexually exploited her as a teenager. She also accused Britain's Prince Andrew of sexual abuse, allegations he denied but ultimately settled in 2022 with a financial payment and a statement recognizing Giuffre as a victim. After surviving years of abuse, Giuffre founded an advocacy organization for trafficking survivors called SOAR and had lived in Australia for many years with her family. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, help is available by calling or texting 988. A federal murder case involving a top health insurance executive is moving forward in New York. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner reports.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to federal charges in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. Prosecutors say Mangione, an Ivy League graduate from a prominent Maryland real estate family, ambushed Thompson last December outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel. Surveillance video showed a masked gunman shooting Thompson from behind, with investigators later finding bullets etched with the words, delay, deny, and depose, a slogan often used to criticize insurance companies. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced the Justice Department would seek the death penalty, calling it a cold-blooded assassination. It's the first federal capital case launched since executions resumed under President Trump. At the hearing, U.S. District Judge Margaret Garnett warned prosecutors to avoid public statements that could jeopardize Mangione's right to a fair trial. Defense attorneys argue Bondi's social media posts and TV appearances already violated due process. Mangione, held in a Brooklyn federal jail, is also facing related charges in state court. His next federal hearing is set for December 5th. One day after the anniversary of Thompson's death.
No trial dates have been set. If convicted federally, Mangione could face either life in prison or the death penalty.
Thanks, John. Abigail Bernstein, 34, and her 2 sons, Koa, 11, Kush, 8, set off for a year-long sea journey with a friend she met online. They're spotted at the Alawai Boat Harbor in Honolulu. The family lives a nomadic lifestyle with no cell phone. The children are not enrolled in school. Police say they're living, quote, off the grid in Hawaii. Abigail cuts ties with family, but they're searching for her and the children. Abigail, Caucasian, 5'3", 100 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. If you have info on Abigail, Koa, and Kush, please contact the FBI, 808-673-2719. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Missy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.